This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. When natural disasters hit, just like the typhoon that struck the Philippines earlier this week, the first thing that many of us want to do is help. But there are a lot of shady characters out there who are looking to take advantage of our generosity, and there are some charities that just don't make good use of our donations. So how do you know where it's best to put your money? CharityNavigator.org features a rating system of 1 to 4 stars of dozens of charities, and it gives some insight to not only where it's best to give, but how well these charities use the money that you do give. Sandra Minuti is the Vice President of Charity Navigator. Hi, Sandra.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us. You know, I know you're very busy at this time. What gives a charity a 4-star rating? What do they need to do?
When a charity has received our highest rating, it excels in its financial health, meaning most of its money is going into its charitable programs and not spent on fundraising and administrative costs. It's bringing in more money each year, reinvesting that money in its programs. It'll complete an audit each year. It promises to donors it won't sell their information to other charities, which is how you wind up on all those lists and with a mailbox full of appeals. Because most donors, face it, we don't have time to do this day to day. And especially when a disaster occurs, you want to find quickly who you can support and really put your money behind.
And we should note as well that you guys are a nonprofit. What are the best ways to give? And should we be careful about how we give, texting versus on the phone versus a check? How should we do it right?
I think the best way to give is give directly to a charity. I would never give over the phone. Usually when you receive those telephone calls, it's a telemarketing firm and they're going to keep 80, 90, 95% of your contribution. So I encourage donors to just hang up on those calls. Look for the charity's legitimate website and give directly there. Texting can be fine, especially after disasters when we want to give immediately. But usually that money does take some time to get to the charity. Be wary of social media. Be careful in clicking through on Twitter or Facebook. I think they are powerful tools to inspire us to want to give. They can show us heart-wrenching photos and tell personal stories. But you never want to click through on those appeals because you don't know who's behind them.
Now, I have a question for you in terms of the disaster itself. We have, you know, Sandy and Haiti and now the Philippines. What particularly is different when it comes to giving with international disasters or this one in particular versus others?
I think the thing to keep in mind with a disaster on this scale is to look for charities that have done this type of work before, either working in the region or they've provided this specific type of relief before. You don't want to go with a brand new charity that has just popped up that doesn't even have stationery. It's going to be very difficult for them to be effective. And I think, yeah, each disaster is very different. This one definitely has pulled at the heartstrings of Americans, and we've seen a big uptick in interest on our site and visits to our site. And many charities telling us about how they're participating in the relief efforts. And they're telling us they're getting a lot of inquiries and a lot of donations rolling in.
Sandra Minuti is the Vice President of Charity Navigator. Thank you so much, Sandra, for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Looking for more information on the smartest ways to give? Go to marketplacemoney.org.